Well, I'm going out for a little bimble with the dog. I'm taking little Gizmo out for a walk on a new park that I found. I've moved up to the north, Stockton-on-Tees area, and we have a dog in the family, and his name is Gizmo, and I tend to take him for walks. It's an ideal opportunity for me to get out a couple of times a day for a little bit of me time. And with this being Rambly Boo, Bimbly Boo, Bimbly Boo, Rambly Boo, I like to go out for little bimbles when I'm not doing my longer walks. And I've just been walking through the park and I've just met this woman with a camera around her neck and walking a whippet, by the looks of it, a whippet dog. And she's just been walking through the park with her children and just taking some photographs and just got started talking. She's going back to university, taking a photography course, which is lovely. I would put her in her mid-30s, I suppose. And yes, camera around her neck, going back to university in her mid-30s as her children are in, I think, year six, she said. And looking for opportunities. Something she's always wanted to do since she was a child. Was never encouraged at school. And never encouraged by anybody, by the sounds of it, really. But always kept up the passion for taking photographs. And is now going back to university to do that, which is fantastic, isn't it? Isn't that great? So me and Gizmo are just walking through this park. Can't remember the name of it now. Rotner Park or something in Stockton-on-Tees. Lovely little park. We have a little park near where the house is, but it's just fields, really, with pathways around. The dog doesn't mind, but I wanted somewhere different to come out to this evening. Currently renovating the house that we're in. Spent the past few days stripping out the old kitchen, turning a dining room into a kitchen diner and the kitchen into a utility room, fitting gas pipes and getting them certified. You should never fit gas pipes yourself unless you know what you're doing. Luckily, I know someone who does know what they're doing to help me, so that is great. And, big life change, really, I suppose. The last time you guys really heard much about me, I was not living in a house at all. But times change, things move on. I'm looking for a different kind of employment again now, or employment. My main contract with the company I was working for before has ended. That doesn't really worry me too much. I have enough funds to live on for a while. Stripping out the kitchen, turning the house into a home. My son's living with me now, which is wonderful. He's been wanting to live with me since the day he moved out from living with me a few years ago. And he starts college. Starts college next week, next Monday, Tuesday, 13th. And he's moved up to Stockton with me from his home in South Derbyshire. And he's looking forward to going to college. He's settling in nicely. He's been with me full time for a week now. And he's going to do performing arts acting course at college. And he's hoping to go to university, which is amazing to hear as a father that your child actually wants to go to university. And I wouldn't call my son an academic. And he's concerned about that. But myself and people who I know have gone to university. I haven't been to university, by the way, but myself and people who have gone to university have encouraged him and are encouraging him and ensuring and emphasising that you don't have to be an academic to go. And especially in his field, particularly performing arts. He wants to be an actor and I want to encourage that as much as I can. Always encourage your children, really. Encourage them in whatever their dreams are. Life's too short. Things change and things pass. I'm approaching my 50th birthday and it's only in the past few years that I decided what I want to do, and even that's not easy to try and do, make a living from my passions. But as I ramble on this rambly boo, which, by the way, I was inspired to do by Paul Amani, Amani blog, through on Twitter, and it's been so busy lately, I've not really had that kind of time to do anything about it, to do a boo, or really to listen to many. So I've just listened to one of Paul's, Leaving the Psychiatrist, I think it was called, and I thought, I'll just record a little something as I'm bimbling and rambling along. So I sort of brought you guys up to speed, really, and Gizmo's, the dog is happy, weeing everywhere as I walk, leaving his scent on a new place, as they do. It's quite a beautiful park, actually. Very well maintained and well kept. Lots and lots of dog walkers around at this time of the evening. And when I get home, apparently there will be fresh baked biscuits for me to eat. Lovely. We've just had the cooker in. We've been living off microwave food, well, a microwave, a deep fat fryer, electric deep fat fryer, and a single ring gas burner for the past few weeks, until we've had the gas put back into the area where it was meant to be. Making do. So yesterday I made the first meal on the new cooker, which was a shepherd's pie, which went down really well with everybody. So I was quite pleased with that. Homemade shepherd's pie, my son's favourite, and it turns out everybody else enjoyed it too. As I'm looking around on this dusky evening now, as the light's starting to fade, there's people doing piggybacks, and I can see in front of me. Shoulder rides, there's kids playing and jumping around, couples walking, the fountain in front of me not working, but a nice feature. And generally, very, very pretty. I like to ramble. I like to bimble. And so I'm going to tag this. Not only am I going to tag it Rambly Boo, I'm going to tag it Bimble Boo too. Bimble Boo. Why not? Take care, my friends.